The Flight of Dragons, written by Vivian French and read by Malcolm Hamilton.
Dragons?
Professor Scalio peered over the top of his spectacles.
More dragons? Where were they this time?
The very young bat perched on a shelf in the ancient library of Wadingburn Palace opened his mouth, but no sound came out. A much older bat, balanced precariously on a pile of books on the professor's desk, gave him a sharp look.
Give us the goss, kiddo. Quick smart. No time to hang about.
The very young bat began to quiver.
If you please, Mr. Marlon Batster, he whispered. I ain't accustomed to human people.
Marlon gave a snort of disapproval.
Thought you wanted to learn the biz.
Oh, I do, Mr. Marlon Batster, I do.
The little bat flapped his wings.
When you said as I could be a Batster super spotter, I was that excited I was all of a flap, so to speak. But I didn't know as you'd want me to talk to human people.
He gave the professor a nervous glance.
They're scary.
Not as scary as I'll be if you don't spill the beans, young Samson,
Marlon said cheerfully.
Come on, kid. You can do it. How many dragons? Where? What time?
Samson screwed up his eyes and took a deep breath.
Three of them. One gold, one blue, and one green. Beyond the southern border. Twilight, yesterday.
That's more like it, Marlon told him. Now, hop it. You know the drill. Any more sightings, and you're back here, pronto.
Yes, Mr. Marlon Batster, sir. Certainly, Mr. Batster, sir. Mr. Batster,